Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley strikes out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley strikes out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi bunts towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. Skinner moves to second. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson catches it and throws to second to double up Skinner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nichols tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley strikes out. One out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi bunts towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolleson. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Biancalana applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta strikes out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Bobby Bonilla pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Quirk to Brett. The throw back to home, and Walker is out at the plate. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fisk moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Bobby Bonilla now playing left field. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cowley pinch runs for Joel Skinner. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Black now pitching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 3 in the game. Motley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Motley reaches second base with a double. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Motley. The throw from Hill and they have the runner in a rundown. Guillen applies the tag, and Motley is out. One out. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biancalana moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 4 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-4 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-4 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson juggles the ball. That's an error on Tolleson. Lonnie Smith pinch runs for Steve Balboni. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Motley bunts in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-5 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz catches it and throws to second with Guillen covering, to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Jim Sundberg now catching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Quirk catches it and steps on first to double up Tolleson. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joel McKeon now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-5 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-5 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quirk. The throw from Hill and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dawley now pitching. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Motley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-5 in the game. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sundberg strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-6 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Wilson moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-6 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double and a triple. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quirk moves to third. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Motley is walked intentionally. Pryor moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quirk tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.